Blaine and Ellison in the morning. 96.3 WDVD.
Welcome to
today's best hits without the rap. 96.3 WDVD.
Therapy Thursday.
Analysis from someone who really cares.
96.3 WDVD.
What's on your mind we'd really like to hear?
His book, The Six Husbands Every Wife Should Have. Now number one on the all-time greatest books ever written list.
Right under the Bible.
Yep, right there.
Yep.
Perfect.
Yep.
We've been waiting weeks for how long?
Dr. Steve?
You're nipping at the Bible's heels.
Yes.
Dr. Steve? Christ.
Yeah.
Oh. Right there.
Wow.
Neck and neck.
Oh, that's a lot to live up to. I don't think we should do that. Yeah.
How you doing this morning, man?
I'm good.
Good to have you in studio. We appreciate it. And you know how it works? Every Thursday, we have a real psychologist, Dr. Stephen Craig from Craig Counseling Services in Birmingham in here. And we'll get emails from people who need a little help. And what we do is we play junior psychologist, and you can play along with us, 313.
And then Dr. Steve and I get real psychologists on this.
Dr. Steve's the real psychologist. But let's let Allison think she's a psychologist. That's right there. I just did psychology.
Which is why we need me.
Yeah, exactly. So, 313-298-9630 if you'd like to be a junior psychologist.
So, it has been established that we are the station for ladies.
Mm, indeed.
That doesn't mean we don't like to help the gentlemen as well.
Right on.
So, this is actually from John. And he says, "Dear Blaine, Allison, and Dana, I listen to your show all the time, but I don't often hear men write to you about their questions. But I don't know really where to turn, so I thought I'd try this. My wife and I have been married for 5 years, and she says she is not happy and that she feels like our marriage is suffering. Now she is pushing me to go into counseling with her, but I feel that's a very drastic step. My problem is I don't know what she wants from me. I'm a good guy. We both have good jobs. We live a good life. She says she feels empty in the relationship, and she doesn't feel like I'm very good at intimacy. But this makes absolutely no sense to me. We have a great sex life, and I go out of my way to hold her hand, give her back rubs, and dote over her. We take walks together. We watch television together every night. Last night, we had a big fight, and she slept in the other room, and she's still not talking to me. When we started the conversation, she told me she was worried about her mother and asked me for some help. Her mother is very sick and continues to have serious medical problems. During our conversation, I told her that it was probably time to get her mother to a nursing home. After I said that, she cried and told me I just didn't get it. But here's the thing. It's not like I yelled at her or that I hadn't been listening intently to her. And it's not that I was just trying to solve everything. Remember, she specifically asked me for help, and I was trying to help her. I just can't figure out what I'm doing wrong. She asked me for help, and I gave it to her. Am I really that big of a meathead, or is she just impossible to please?" And this is from John.
John, you're a dude. That's it. I'll see you later.
So you're going into this with a deficit.
Yeah, you already lost when you showed up.
When you were born a dude.
When you were born and you had that thing, that was the first indication that this was going to happen. You should have known on the day of your birth that eventually some woman was going to say to you, "You just don't get it.
You were never going to win.
You were never going to win. This is your life. Welcome to the rest of your life, John. You will be losing for the rest of your life. Get used to it."
Now, really? You don't give advice for a living, do you, Blaine?
Actually, I just did.
I hope not.
I just gave some sage wisdom right there to John.
I hope not.
I recommend getting into football, fantasy football leagues, things like that. Maybe develop a guitar playing habit.
Look at Shakira pregnant pictures online.
That'll do it, you know. Wife's got her back turned. Shakira's pregnant.
Eat a lot of burgers.
Eat a lot of burgers. Find a place like the Red Coat to become like your new friend. You know, I don't know. Get a radio show.
How often do you sleep on the couch?
Oh, like nightly. I really, honestly, I don't have any advice for John. Because I feel like the guy's screwed here. I really do.
That's what you're saying.
Yeah,
right.
He can't win. He really can't. And this is how, and I think that's how guys feel. And that's why he's coming to us, which means he's super duper desperate. So, Allison, you give him some of your awesome sage wisdom. You need to psychoanalyze this dude or psychoanalyze.
Well, a lot of times when we get these emails, and even as I'm reading them, I form an opinion as I'm reading them because something will be really clear to me. You know, I'll be like, oh, okay, well, this is it. And there's a lot of things that aren't clear to me because in some ways I wonder if she's just can't be made happy, and if she just wants out of this. Sometimes people just want out and there's nothing you can do. And if that's the case, and I'm just trying to figure out if that's the case.
Is that what's happening here?
Well, yeah. We do get towards the end of the email where there is a specific instance that can be discussed. But until we get to that, he doesn't say, he just says that she says I'm not happy all the time. And I think about your buddy Raby and his marriage, how she just wakes up one day and says, I love you, but I'm not in love.
You
know, sometimes people get married for the wrong reasons and start to regret it later. And because they're so unhappy, they can't be made happy.
Right.
And then they start treating you like the enemy because what they really want is to be out. So I don't know if this is the case. And if it is, there's nothing you can do because she just doesn't want to be married. But then we get to the part of the email where there is a specific incident and you did handle it wrong. And here's why. It does go towards what Blaine said, though. It's because you're a dude and you guys are all guilty of doing this. You weren't sensitive. When we want to vent our problems to you, we're not asking you to solve them. We just want you to be nurturing and caring about it. If my mom is sick and elderly and you tell me to put her sick and not getting better, and you tell me to put her in a nursing home, you're going to sleep on the couch. I know that you're not.
But she asked him for help.
Yeah, but when we ask you for help,
we're supposed to tell you what you want to hear?
It's not even that. Just listen to
just
us.
Just listen. We have to back up. She said nurturing and care.
And I know those aren't
such big words we don't understand.
I know you guys don't have those genes.
No.
It doesn't come with some stuff here.
Yeah, it doesn't come with the X or the Y. Yeah. I always forget who's who.
Yeah.
not that good of a doctor, it turns out.
Psychology, your strong point. Biology, forget it.
Yeah. So Warren makes this mistake all the time. You make this mistake all the time.
I never make this mistake.
I want to go home at the end of the day and talk about how bad my day at work was, you know, and how I feel like, you know, I was underestimated or how I wasn't treated the right way, he and I usually wind up in a fight because he gets mad that I was hurt and he wants to, you know,
fix it.
He wants to fix it, and we wind up fighting about this because everything he said really didn't apply to what was happening. I just want him to care and be like, what you should have said is, your mom's going to be okay. Whatever your mom's ever going to need, we're going to make sure she has it. She's never going to be alone. God is on her side, and
I like
so is Channel 7.
Easy, Blaine.
Children are our future.
Yeah.
As you're saying that, Blaine is like falling out of his chair.
I'm just
like,
I know.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know if I
know. No, you know what, though?
John,
here's what I know. You want to know why I was
know
falling?
Ladies, though. So
I was falling out of my chair. No, and I know ladies, too.
I know them better, though.
No, I know them super better. And here's why. Because as she's saying all that crap, I was like, in my head, she's right.
Oh, I thought you were saying, what time do the Tigers play today?
Well, I know that. It's
105. Yeah,
105,
right.
Dana, what do you think?
I think that he's not seeing that he may be happy, but her happy might be different than his happy. He might be happy with the intimacy, and it's but he's not seeing that she's not happy. He's just seeing it's got to be good because I'm happy. And then on top of it, she's got the mom being sick and everything. And I think that he should have said, like Allison said, you listen, but then you go, so what do you think you want to do? Did you have an idea? Put it back in her, always put it back. Don't have the answer. No, you have a couple of answers in your head, but go back and go, so what do you think you want to do?
We do.
Here's what you don't
answer.
Do. Don't ever say, put your mother in a nursing home.
That's true. Mm-mm. Yeah, I agree with
never
that.
Never say that.
Well, it's time to camp her in the old folks
right?
home.
Right? Okay. Yeah.
313-298-9630. JL, good morning. How are you?
Great. Good morning. How are you guys?
Good morning. Good.
Excellent.
Hello.
What should he do?
You know, I completely agree with Dana and Allison. You can't tell a woman what to do. She has to figure it out on her own. The statement that I think Dana made about what do you want to do, we're always going to be there for her, is the best thing because it's going to help her figure it out. I give this woman credit for saying she wants to go to counseling because there's obviously other deep-seated issues, whether she's not handling her mother's health, is not making her life happy all around, and it's going to come out in counseling. So I think he should be supportive of that, and I think it's going to help them tremendously.
Thank you, JL. Great advice. Heather, you're on 96.3 WDVD. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
Excellent. What do you think what do you think John should do?
Well, I think that John did a lot of correct things, and like the previous caller, I think obviously his wife is struggling with a lot of major issues right now and may have some situational depression because of it and is just feeling unhappy, and So I really think John should go with her to counseling and tell the therapist exactly what he said in his letter, that he thinks he's meeting everything that she wants and needs, and maybe, you know, she can just feel supported by his presence there, because it's not maybe necessarily about their relationship, but that's the safe place.
And maybe more about the mom and all that stuff, really.
Right.
And then
right.
She's just kind of taking it out and how he approached it. Thank you very much, Heather. We appreciate it. Dr. Steve, John comes into your office and explains the situation as he did in this email. What would you say?
Well, I just told him to call you, I think.
I was right, though, yeah. Right? Basically?
Right. And then I would tell him not to listen to you. Right.
Okay, cool.
Right.
But I was right. Dudes are screwed.
Right. Well, what I would talk about with him is that really what we have here is two people struggling to achieve what we would call real intimacy. But the problem is they don't know how to get there. Mm-hmm. And this is a standard problem for all relationships. So when we look at it, he's looking to achieve intimacy, but he doesn't really understand what it is she wants and what intimacy means in the way they're talking about it. So he's trying to get there. He doesn't understand what he's trying to get to. She's trying to get there, but she doesn't know how to explain how to get what she's looking for.
Right.
So they just continue to miss each other.
Right.
So what I would do is actually talk about those things. Let's define intimacy and let's talk about how we talk about it. And that's what they're lacking, which most relationships are lacking, because I didn't learn any of that when I was growing up in high school or mm-hmm. college or anything. You know, I can do...
They didn't teach us none of that.
Yeah. I can do the slope of a line, but I can't do this stuff. So we have to start from in general. So, you know, what different people call intimacy. And we could... So we're talking really generally here. I don't mean every single person and everything. But for the most part, men define intimacy as, you know, what occurs in the bedroom.
Right.
That's intimacy.
Right.
All right. This talking, how is this getting us any closer?
Does this get us towards, you know, some action?
Right. We're checking our watch. Have we talked enough yet?
Yeah.
Can we get, come on, okay, you know. Have I appeared to be listening long enough that we can get into the bedroom? Oh, wait, she's talking. She's bringing up a new subject. Oh, how long, you know, checking your watch.
Dudes.
Okay. But they think they're getting towards...
Dudes are ridiculous.
Seriously? That guy just nailed it. Wow.
How you guys have gotten this far as a species or gender is beyond me.
Wow. Really quick. We like baseball, football, hockey, and boobs. We're dudes. Thank you, Dr. Steve. Keep going.
All right, now, women, what they're looking for is somebody who's going to understand them. I mean, this is intimacy. I mean, not that those other things aren't important, too,
right.
But the real deeper intimacy we're talking about is somebody who really, really understands me. Mm-hmm. And that's what they're trying to get to. So, you know, the first thing we should do is we're going to define intimacy, okay? So intimacy, and a lot of this, so all you guys, you know, get ready. We're going to learn something. You too, Blaine, get your pen out and start writing it down, you know?
Right there.
Intimacy is not an event.
Bummer.
It's not like, let's go be intimate. You know, it's time for intimacy. Let's go in the bedroom. That's not, you know, that it's not an event. It's not a back rub. It's not a walk. It's not watching TV together. Those are all tools that we use to get us towards intimacy. So like I was saying before, a lot of guys will say, well, yeah, we took a walk. We had some intimate time together. Mm-hmm. No. Because during the walk, like we just said, they're walking around the block and the woman is thinking, all right, if we take one more lap around the block, we're getting deeper towards understanding. Maybe another lap we'll get deeper. And he's thinking, all right, we did one lap. Can we get to the bedroom? Oh, why is she not stopping at the house? You know, we got to take another lap again.
Why are we going to the kitchen?
Right. They have two different goals.
There's here. No bed in the kitchen.
Because he is misunderstanding that those tools, those things aren't anything to do with intimacy.
Right,
those
right.
are tools to, you know, those are paths to get there.
It's those little conversations that you have when you're not trying.
Right.
That are the ones that lead toward real intimacy.
So intimacy is two people really sharing, understanding each other. So sometimes it's described like this, when two people can see each other as they really are in the here and now,
mm-hmm.
not in how our memory holds them, not in how we expect them to be, not in what we need from them, is what's going on right here and right now
right.
with you. And that's what's so hard, because you might be explaining a story of your mother, and yesterday you wanted this, but today you want something entirely different, because in the here and now today,
mm-hmm.
you're in a different spot. And if you can achieve that, that level of understanding, that's the intimacy that we're really talking about. When people are going to share their whole lives together, it's because someone can always be with me in the here and now,
right.
And they're not letting everything else clutter it.
And everything else goes away, and you're just hearing right. the words
and
as they are.
And you're just yeah. what's important to them now.
Right.
And again, and you don't, you're not logging as well, so, but this is what it is now, so yeah. tomorrow I'm going to pull that out and do it again. No,
right.
spend every time trying to figure out what they are in the here and now, and that's the magic. If you want to really connect, so for men, you want to connect with your women, get to that. That'll get you to the bedroom faster than any of your other, you know, watch
right.
checking.
Right.
Is if you can say, what's going on with you right here and now? And that's what a lot of men are missing, because they're actually doing things that they think would be good for them.
Right.
Well, I would want an answer, so if I give her an answer,
I can
fine.
Wrap this up.
Yeah. I can wrap this
yeah.
up.
Yeah, because right. we're all
you,
about
you know what you did?
Tasks.
You know what you did, though?
Huh.
And I can't believe that you still don't learn it and still keep doing it.
What?
You didn't wrap it up. You made it go on 2 hours longer. Because now I'm really going to let you have it.
Yep. Yeah.
You know, it's and it may carry into tomorrow.
Lucky guy.
So. If we want to get to intimacy, ask them what they're looking for.
Right.
And try and give them not what you want to give them,
but
what
they
makes
would
you
like.
Feel better, but what they like.
Yeah.
And understand and don't judge that or, you know, this is stupid or whatever.
Right.
So in general, that's where men do a poor job. But now we get to talk about women.
Well,
what
good
they
Lord.
Do wrong. Let's go.
So, and another thing we learned, there is never a time when putting your mom in a home is the answer.
It's right. a bad idea.
Yep.
Yeah.
Well,
nope, Dr. Steve.
No.
It's just never, don't say it at your house. Don't do it.
What is it that you need in the here and now right now, Allison?
My mom to live with us.
Okay, good. So point number two is talking about intimacy. And we all do a horrible job at this. And so often people just don't clarify it. So like she says, I asked him to help me.
Mm-hmm.
She's not doing a very good job of explaining what she's looking for. What
yeah.
does help me mean?
Right.
I have no idea what to do with that.
Right.
My intentions are good, but how and what are you looking for and when? I mean, you want me to go change the tire on your car? What do you want? What does help me mean? And, you know, so women say, again, I'm being general, but a lot of these statements that make me cringe, if he really loved me, he would do fill in the blank. Which means he's supposed to read your mind and know what.
Yeah,
what's
you
going
guys
on.
Are totally guilty of that. You want us to read your minds. We're supposed to handle right. the problem the way you want us to handle it.
So
they're nodding.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Thanks for your help.
So try and remember this. He only knows. He only knows intimacy based on what is intimacy to him.
Right.
So if I want to help, well, what feels good to me is we go in the bedroom. So let's
right.
go.
Yeah.
See, I'm helping you.
So,
because he only knows in his own world what's good to him.
So how can I help you?
So how on earth is he supposed to know what you need if you won't tell him what you need?
Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't mean he doesn't love you and doesn't care for you. He's actually trying. He's just using the tools that work for him.
Yeah, his frame of reference is completely different
right.
than hers.
Right.
Yeah.
Maybe if I gave her hockey tickets.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, because I would love that.
Well.
Right.
Too bad there's no hockey for it.
Right.
Thank you, Gary Bettman, you tool. It's all Gary Bettman's fault, actually, this whole thing.
Man, you cannot stay on topic.
Seriously, my bad.
Right. Hey. We should do another one on, you know, not being able to stay on topic. So the point is, if they were in my office, we would talk about both these. You guys got to understand. He has to get a better job of understanding what intimacy really is. She has to do a better job of explaining,
what
understanding what
her.
She's looking for.
Yeah.
And the two of them have to create a language that says, here's how we get there. And it's not so much as I want to get out or it's not working. It's that people never learn this stuff.
Right.
And that's what you do in therapy. Someone suggested they go. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. But what we do isn't we don't talk about your mother or your old. It's let's get the tools for intimacy.
Yeah. So that you guys communicate better.
Sometimes people like this come in three times and we just talk about the tools and they go off and do it. But it's a place where you learn how to do this stuff, not just because you're having problems.
His website is drstephencraig.com. Dr. Steve and Therapy Thursday on 96.3 WDVD.
Blaine and Allison in the morning. 96.3 WDVD.